The reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 46. Mary's song of praise. Mary said, "My heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because of God my Saviour, for he has remembered me, his lowly servant. From now on, all people will call me happy because of the great things the mighty God has done for me. His name is holy. From one generation to another, he shows mercy to those who honour him. He has stretched out his mighty arm and scattered the proud with all their plans. He has brought down mighty kings from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has kept the promise he made to our ancestors and has come to the help of his servant Israel. He has remembered to show mercy to Abraham and to all his descendants forever."
Fantastic. Do sit down. I wonder what you're like at waiting. Is anyone good at waiting? Oh, has anyone ever had to wait for a bus? Yeah? Who here has had to wait for a bus? Jeff. Would you like to come out here, Jeff? You should have known that. You should have saw that one coming. Right. I'm sure you do all the Christmas shopping in your family, don't you? There's one shopping bag.
Thank you.
There's another shopping bag.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. So you're going to be waiting at the bus stop.
Right.
Bus stop we'll put just here.
Right. Smashing.
Now, how do you wait at the bus stop? The bus hasn't come for... It was due at 20 past 10 and it's now 5 to 11.
So I keep looking at my watch.
Yep.
Then I'm looking round. And then I think, is it going to rain? No, it's not going to rain. I'll be all right. Have I got my umbrella with me? No. Got my newspaper? No.
So you do quite a lot of thinking, doesn't he, when he's at the bus stop? So, are you excited as you're waiting at the bus stop?
No.
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 Bit impatient, perhaps. So you wait impatiently at the bus stop. Okay. Now, someone else. What else? I know. Who supports a dreadful football team? If you support a team that's based in Bristol, you support a dreadful football team. Okay? And who often has to wait a very long time for their team to score a goal? Yeah, now shall we pick a Bristol City supporter or a Bristol Rovers supporter? Rovers. Now, who scored first yesterday? Did Rovers score a goal?
Didn't score a goal.
Okay, so you have to wait a very long time for Rovers to score a goal. Can we have a Rovers supporter then? Because City, although they went 4-0 down at half-time in the worst half of football I've ever watched, they did at least get a goal in the 86 minutes. So
you weren't at Wickham, mate.
No, I wasn't at Wickham. Now, you're waiting for your team to score. How are you waiting? Are you
very
waiting impatiently?
Extremely impatiently and very frustrated.
Optimistically?
Ever so slightly.
Ever so slightly optimistically. It's a misplaced optimism in this case, but you never know, they might score a goal. So we've got, you're waiting impatiently, you're also waiting impatiently, but a little bit expectantly. Now, what else have we got? I know. Let's have a look in here. I have got here some tickets for a major sporting event. Okay, it's the 2016 Olympic rowing in Brazil with plane tickets thrown in. Tickets have come out early. Is anyone interested? Yeah. Anyone interested? Miriam's interested, so Miriam's going to come and join us as well. So I wonder how you're going to wait, Miriam, for these tickets. Impatiently? Possibly? How else?
I don't know. I'm a bit worried about
You're a bit worried about 2016. Well, you're all right now, because you're going to Brazil for a couple of weeks to watch your rowing. So you've got your tickets, and I guess you're waiting a little bit impatiently, but also a little bit expectantly.
I don't know, it's a ways off yet.
So what? If you can't get enthusiastic about having tickets for you...
Yes,
all right, imagine it's next week.
Okay,
would you be a little bit excited?
I'd be very excited.
Good. God, dear. Still trying to work out a babysitter. All right. Yeah, we'll work that out later. Don't worry about that one. What else? Now, is anyone waiting for Christmas and hoping they might get a Christmas stocking full of presents? Yes? Come and join me. Come and join me. Freda, don't you know your name? So your name is
Archie.
Archie. If you stand up here, Okay, so you've got your Santa stocking. What are you expecting? What are you hoping for Christmas? You can drop a subtle hint
scooter.
Here. A scooter. Got that? Scooter. So you're going to wait a little bit impatiently, expectantly, hopefully. Yeah? Good. Okay. Now, what else have we got in here? We've got, oh dear, someone's been doing their exams, and they're waiting for their exam results. Anyone? Oh, Iona. Come over here. So you've done your exams.
I had an exam yesterday.
You had an exam yesterday, and when did you get your results?
2 weeks.
You've got to wait for 2 weeks. Okay. Well, you can imagine, this is the envelope, and you're not allowed to open it for 2 weeks. All right? So how are you going to be waiting?
Nervously.
Nervously. So we're waiting impatiently. We're waiting excitedly, with a bit of anticipation. We're waiting in all sorts of different manners. What about anyone who, during the week, is at work and they're waiting for 5 o'clock or the end of the shift? Does anyone ever do that? Doing a bit of clock watching. Okay, anyone? Yes? Yeah, you're going to come and join me then? You can have this massive briefcase if you can hold it up. All right, come up to the front. You're going to come up to the front and you can hold this one. So there's a few adults here who sometimes, they go off to work, and you'd think they'd be enjoying themselves the whole time, but sometimes they're just waiting for the end of the shift. So if you want to hold that case, there you go. Fantastic. And they're waiting, yeah, impatiently and expectantly that, you know, they'll get to the end of the day. Some people wait impatiently, nervously, with a bit of anticipation and excitement of all that lies ahead. So we've got Kath here this morning, sat in the fourth row, and I have warned her not to embarrass her. Kath, will you stand up? You might be able to stand up, but she's going to sit down very quickly, because Kath has been waiting for 8.5 months or so, and a bit more, 9 months now, for a baby to arrive. And she's waiting expectantly, excitedly, with some anticipation, a bit nervously, a little bit impatiently, and all of those different things. Thanks, Kath. So we're praying for you and for Matt and the family over these next few days. And Mary, when she was waiting for Jesus to be born, she was waiting with anticipation, because she'd been told that she would bear this son who would be the Son of the Lord God Most High. She was waiting nervously, not knowing what it would mean, waiting impatiently with a sense of anticipation. And in this Advent season, we're waiting, aren't we? We're waiting to celebrate Christmas and Jesus coming into the world for the first time. But we're also waiting because the Bible tells us that one day Jesus will come again to this earth. And we live in the in-between times between Jesus' first coming to this earth and the second coming, the time when he will return. But do we wait impatiently, nervously, with a great sense of anticipation? How should we wait? What do we think? Any ideas? How might we wait for Jesus' second coming? Excitedly? I think we should have a sense of anticipation, but the problem is we don't know when it's going to happen. Christmas, we're going to celebrate in 23 days' time. Is anyone excited about Christmas? Six children and one adult. So 23 days' time, we'll celebrate Christmas, and we know it's coming. But we don't know when Jesus is going to return. We needn't be nervous about Jesus returning. If we love him and follow him, it's nothing to worry about. We can anticipate and be confident in Jesus' return. But in the meantime, we have to do something. You see, Jesus tells us that we are to be lights to the world, just like he was. We've lit the first Advent candle. Over the next few weeks, we'll light the others, until we light the central one, which reminds us of Jesus, the light of the world. The same Jesus who said to his friends and followers that they too were to be lights to the world. And so that's our call in Advent and all through the year, that we seek to be lights to the world, that we seek to wait for Jesus by living for him in a way that pleases him and in a way that tells others his good news. So there's lots of waiting going on. You might wait a long time, Jeff, for Rovers to score their next goal.
Unfortunately so, yes.
The number four bus may not come. Number four bus may not come for quite a while, and then there'll be three in a row. But Let's think about what it means to wait for Jesus to return and the fact that we can do so with confidence and we can do so seeking to live for him and to make a difference in the world in which he's placed us. Thank you. If you'd like to put those things down, just place them on the floor there and I'll clear them up.
How many of you have never been to a Chris Dingle service before? Would you like to put up your hand if you've not attended one of these services before? Okay, so most people are familiar with it. But just to remind you, this symbol was created to help people to think about Jesus and his coming into the world at this time of Advent. And the Children's Society use it as a way of helping us to remember all the good things that God has done for us, but also to remember how some people, their lives have not turned out the way that they should have done, that their lives as children are full of hardship and darkness. And by the money that we raise and the awareness that this creates, more children are helped into a loving family or into a better situation in life. So just to remind you, this symbol, the way it works is that the orange is a reminder of the globe, of the world that God has created in all its beauty. And the fruits, which you look forward to eating soon, remind us of all the good things that God has given us. And so as we taste these fruits, we can celebrate all the good things that we enjoy, but we can also remember people who don't have those good things in the way that we do. The candle reminds us of Jesus, who's described in the Bible as the light of the world, coming into the world when he came down from heaven to earth. And the red ribbon reminds us that the story of Jesus doesn't end at Christmas, that at Easter time we remember his death and the blood that he shed on the cross. And that reminds us of how the love that he gave saves us, so that at the end of time he can gather his people together and we will be safe and be able to celebrate with him forever in heaven. So what we're going to do is the children are invited to come up to the front and to collect their Christingles. And if you've still got one of those little pots with the money in it, you can bring that up now and put it into the box. And when everybody's got their Christingles, they'll be lit. And the music group will sing us a beautiful song while we're waiting, that we can reflect on the words. So, do you want them to all come to different places, or do you want everyone to come up to the middle? I can't remember.